What's going on, everybody? This is a special edition of the World of Floaters. This is Reddit Rabbit Hole Storytime. Now, I just recently got on Reddit and I found the iFloaters community. Me being James, the host of World of Floaters, I had to dive in and I found a lot of very interesting posts. One in particular stood out to me because this individual tells his story from when he first started getting iFloaters, then to the point where he had a vitrectomy, what it was like before the surgery and after the surgery. I know a lot of you in the community are thinking about getting a vitrectomy, so I think this would be a really good listen for you all. If you're in the mood for story time, be sure to stick around. This guy, he gives a really, really great post, so shout out to the East Percentage. Let's get into the story. And by the way, be sure to hit the subscribe button and also click the bell icon so that you can be notified every time I post a video about iFloaters. Stay tuned. Years of life experience with floaters and vitrectomy. Hello. I thought I would share my life experience with floaters and eye problems, which goes back in time almost 15 years now. Maybe it can help somebody. Note that I am not advising for or against the choices I did, just trying to objectively describe what I did and what happened, in the hope that somebody can find my experience useful. At least when I was a young floater sufferer, I always was hunting the internet for stuff like this, so here it is. And sorry if it is so long. I am now 38 years old. I'm from Italy, and all of my problems and troubles started when I was 23. Until then, I had always had perfect vision in both of my eyes. Then, all of a sudden, one horrible day in late 2005, I saw floaters for the first time, and a lot of them. And not only that, in my left eye, I was seeing a little strange circle wherever I looked at. It was right in the corner of my vision. Anyway, the doctor told me that I had macular pucker on my left eye. The vitreous was contracting. Some kind of scar tissue had formed on my retina and vitreous was pulling on it. My right eye was okay, but just like my left, it was full of floaters. Floaters often come together with macular pucker since both can be caused by contracting vitreous. The doctor view, don't do anything, just learn to live with it, get used to the floaters. And about the macular pucker, also live with it. Yes, it would be possible to do a vitrectomy and peel it away, but results are never perfect. That eye would never ever be back to its former glory. We would monitor the situation, see what happens. If it gets worse, then we will operate. That's what they would normally do with macular pucker patients. Problem: macular pucker sufferers are normally 60 years old or more. If I was 60 years old, I would probably take that advice happily, but I was not. I was 23 at the time. I was young and carefree. A few months earlier, I had started a long exchange student program in Northern Europe, and all I cared about was having fun, meeting people, having new life experiences, and so on. I was single and not having particular success with ladies. I wanted to find me a girlfriend and then maybe start a family. Our problems couldn't have come at a worse time. The months following the diagnosis were a kind of nightmare. Sometimes I told myself I could live with it and try to go back to my life. As I mentioned earlier, living far away from my family in another European country full of young people having fun 24/7. But my mind always on my eyes problem, how can I forget them? And what bothered me the most were the floaters. Much more than the pucker, they just always came out, except in very low lighting conditions. Plus, the scar tissue and the traction on my left retina was always a terrible reminder of how easy one eye can get messed up forever. The terror that this could happen to my other eye too, macular pucker can come in pairs, was taking this as a terrible toll. I isolated myself, spent lots of time just staring at walls, skies in order to assess with monitor the evolution of my floaters. I slowly lost friends because I was not able to be relaxed with them. I was getting weird. I just didn't fit in anymore with the society of young, carefree people I was living with. Those were definitely the most terrible months of my life. I was really on the brink of full-fledged depression and trying to just barely keep everything together. I needed to get rid of my eye problem and do it soon. My youth was going away day by day, and I felt that I couldn't afford to wait, else I would just miss the experiences and milestones that normally come with youth. And who knows if later, with those missing things, I would ever manage to get my life back on track or not. All in all, after a few months of small ups and downs, I decided I had to do something about it or I would go insane and really, really destroy my life forever. I had been looking at forums on the internet since day one of my problem occurring, and everybody at the time was just thinking about a clinic in Leuven, Belgium, in which floaters only vitrectomy was being performed. I finally traveled there in mid-2006, around 8 months after the floater's first occurrence. There, I found a friendly doctor who just looked at me and told me, "Yeah, we can peel away the pucker and perform vitrectomy on both your eyes." It was what I had wanted to hear all along. I had already seen a lot of doctors and nobody had told me that. Everybody else was about waiting and seeing. So I went for vitrectomy plus macular pucker peeling on my left eye in late 2006. It was a 25 gauge stitchless surgery. They put a big bubble of gas in my eye and I had to always look down for a few weeks, 24/7. After opening up my eye, I saw kind of okay for a few days. Then all of a sudden something happened and big, almost blind spot appeared, just barely left of my center of vision. The size of the spot is more or less the same size as if I make a circle with my thumb and forefinger and hold my hand as stretched as possible. This spot comes with strange phenomena. Sometimes when I look at a bright sky, I see blobs of purple gurgling inside of it for a few seconds. Sometimes when a dark object moves against a bright background, it leaves a purple trail only in the spot area. Sometimes when I close my eyes during bright lighting conditions, I see some yellow light for around 1 second. Within the spot of all of this has been there since my surgery and is still there now. Although I would argue that it has gotten a little bit better with the years. There's a little less trailing and the light I see when I close my eyes lasts a little bit shorter. Also, the eye has some mild distortion. If I look at a straight line near the center of my vision, I see it a little curvy. This is common after a macular pucker removal, apparently, and will never go away and will not be fixable. Floaters were completely gone, though. Basically, my left eye was left quite impaired by the surgery, although one could argue that the pucker had made it unfixable to start with. However, the blind spot was not something expected and is a big problem. With that eye alone, I wouldn't be able to safely drive a car. But I can read, although I might be a little bit bothered by the blind spot just close by where I am focusing, and if I take an eye exam, don't mention my problems, they would score me 20/20. Because I still can see well from near as well as from far. Well, at the point, the question was, should I do something about the right eye floaters? I was really scared because something unexpected that happened on my left eye during the surgery and the eye was impaired for life. If something similar happened to my right, I would be a visually impaired person forever, but I just couldn't take the floaters. Also, a little part of me was scared that the vitreous might start pulling on my right eye retina too, creating another macular pucker. So after going again through the some months of indecision, the small ups and downs, I did the surgery on my right in the spring of 2007. It was scary, very scary, because it was the only good eye and only hope for a normal life. But strangely, a few days before the surgery, I felt calm descending on me. I was getting positive thoughts, looking forward to the future. I was sure something would be going well and my eye problems were about to go away. I told myself to be realistic and not to do that, but I was also happy about feeling the strange calm. Being stressed at this point wouldn't help at all. Anyway, the surgery did not go as expected because when they opened me up, I had huge floaters floating around. This had to happen at all in my left eye. They were very different from my previous ones. There were two dark, huge masses and a lot of tiny small dots, but they floated around in very different patterns than my previous floaters. Compared to me, it looked like they were more free to travel fast all around my eye, and this somehow made them less bothersome. But still, I didn't know if I could now move on with my life or not at this point. I tried, but my brain was still on the floaters and on some other smaller problems that might or might not have come from my vitrectomy sometimes. In the morning, I might see a scintillating scotoma for some minutes, sometimes up to 20 or 30. I don't remember having had this problem before my surgery. Also, I should mention that I got some eye pressure trouble after the surgery. I had to take a few drops for a few weeks, then it got back to normal. A few months after my surgery, I got an old style little floater back, but it only pops up during very bright conditions and if I make a very specific eye movement, so it was not so bothersome. But still, my right eye was definitely far from perfect, especially with the huge floaters and the scintillating scotoma, which was scaring me. It was okay, but what if it got worse? So in general, after these two surgeries, I was not able to relax and go back to my old life. It was maybe a little better, but eye-related worry was still taking a big toll on me. But around 1 year after my second surgery, I met a girl, which has now become my wife. At the beginning, I wasn't sure if I could be a good boyfriend for her. With my eyes taking such a big toll on my psyche, and also the worry that one day it could all come crashing down, my eyes were both definitely not okay, and my first problems had occurred so suddenly but slowly. I relaxed. I explained to her everything about my problems and the things make me different from other young carefree people around us. She is a very special person. Everything went well, and maybe around 1 year after that, my two huge floaters disappeared completely and never came back. I guess they got stuck somewhere on the eyeball where there is no vision, because they had a tendency to stick. How actually, before the disappearance, they often got stuck in a bothersome place. Then I used to shake my head wildly to dislodge them. I wonder how many people throughout the years looked at me and thought I was mad. I still had some little tiny dots, but they have become less and less with the years, and they have since then continued to do. I almost have none now. My scintillating scotoma also got better. Nowadays, it rarely occurs and does not last long. 4 or 5 years ago, at a certain point, I got some now tiny dots, and they started to get stuck near the center of my vision often. I had to dislodge them with eye movements, and all in all, it lasted around 2 years and was not very bothersome, except for the slightly worry that it might be getting worse with the years. Now, I feel relaxed. My right eye is doing well. I would say that it is back to the former glory, 20/20 crystal clear vision. My left eye has its big troubles, but they seem stable, although a few months ago I got a big cataract in it. Well, early cataract was always a risk with vitrectomy. I knew it, and that's fine. In September, I will have the cataract surgery. Everything else in my last doctor checkup was good. No signs of glaucoma. Pressure is okay. Everything is fine. Life is good. I rarely think about my eyes nowadays, except I know I have no backup. My life hinges on my right eye, since my left, as the doctor put it in the last visit, is kaput, but the brain compensates, so with my two eyes open, I don't see anything strange. But when I play wrestling with my kids and they start kicking, I always turn my head to protect my good eye. Let them kick the bad one if they really have to. If I was going back in time, I would probably do the same choices I did. However, I am not sure they were the right choices. Everything worked out for me at the end, but it might easily have gone bad with the way my brain worked. I think it would have been very hard for me to live a normal, mentally sane life if I hadn't done my surgeries, but maybe for somebody else it could have worked. It must be possible to live with floaters, I guess. I just couldn't do it. Good luck to everybody suffering with this crap. It sucks, I know. Be strong, whatever choices you take in life. And to conclude on a positive note, my eye trouble has been one of the most important things that shaped my life. I am what I am because of it. I want to bite life, enjoy it to the fullest, all because of this. Floaters and pucker taught me that what you take for granted can disappear at any time. This sounds anxiety including, but I find it motivating. I lost some good years to floaters and it looked like a huge deal at the time. But now, well, at the end of the story, once the pluses and the minuses are all added together, I am Not really sure that my life would have been a better one if I didn't get my eye trouble. Peace. I really enjoyed that story. You know, I could relate to it in a lot of ways because I know what it was like when I first started getting eye floaters and where it took me mentally and where I am now. The difference with how I could relate to that story is I rather go the natural route and try to figure out natural ways to deal with the eye floaters. But I am somebody who have thought about vitrectomy, and I know a lot of you think about it as well. So I hope that you enjoyed this story. I won't take up too much of more of your time. Thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to the World of Floaters, and I will see you on the next video. And be sure to join the conversation in the comments below. Out.